We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. Terriers earned a 4-2 win over Quinnipiac today. Coach, team was ready to play from the start, and that really made all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely ready to play from the start, and scoring in the first 15, 20 seconds was really a statement of that we were on our front foot right from the get-go, and then to score three goals in the first quarter. Again, really attacking the game, taking advantage of opportunities, and really just, you know, we were a little snake-bitten in our first three games, and even our UMass game where we outshot, you know, we didn't outshoot them, but it was a really even game. You know, we needed this win today. We absolutely needed this win today, and we needed to get out there and play the way that we can play. So really proud and happy for them.
Caroline O'Brien stepped up today, goal and two assists. Set the play up right in the beginning. Noticed that, but really a strong effort from her.
Huge. And on her pressing, just a two-way player for us today. And it's definitely her best player for Boston University since she's been here. And again, talk to her about being a senior leader on that forward line, because they're all babies with her. They're all freshmen, first-year players with her. So, you know, we're getting Natalie back, so that's good. She's getting a classmate, but not a lot of minutes for Natalie yet. So, yeah, Carol definitely led that forward group really, really well.
And two freshmen score, another from Molly and Delphi's first. Two really nice goals.
Yeah, great goals. And, you know, what I loved about Molly's is she laid the body out. You know, she absolutely put the body down, and good diving, sliding goal, the kind that you love to see. And Delphi, you knew that, you know, it's just a matter of time, because she's been knocking at the door in our first three games. So really, I think I'll get that monkey off her back a little bit more, and I think maybe the floodgates are going to open up for her. Yeah.
Never trailed. Got the early lead, and Sophie came up with a couple real nice saves and goal as well.
Yeah, solid performance by Sophie, and really, really happy for her. You know, you need goalies that, you know, keep that score margin what it is. I think I'm really happy when we got that fourth goal to make it 4-1. You know, I think we had a little bit of a letdown there, and some good lessons learned defensively, you know, how to end the game, you know, without giving them opportunities. So, so I really like the win, and I really like the lessons that were learned in the last 5 minutes of that game, of just how to manage the clock, how to manage the ball, and how to make some better decisions defensively than we were making.
Four games into the season, what do you think the team's improved on the most?
Every facet of the game, quite honestly. I think just our connections, our passing game, really staying disciplined with how we're outletting. Our young players are getting experience now, four games in for our freshmen, which is huge. Getting Alex back today was huge, you know, where we didn't have her last weekend at all. So I just think it's one day better, one game better. I just really feel that it's a team that really wants this season to be special, and they're working every day hard in practice to make this season really special.
Up next, a good test in BC, ranked fourth in the country right now, but obviously always familiar with them.
Yeah, BC's outstanding. They're going to play fast. They think fast, they play fast. And what I love about this game early in the season for us, it really shows us how we need to play the game and how the game can be played. And I think, traditionally when we play against BC, we rise to the challenge and do a really good job. So looking forward to the challenge on Sunday. They're outstanding, and let's see what happens. We got them home.
Here with senior Caroline O'Brien, who had a goal and two assists in today's 4-2 victory. Caroline scored early. You helped set that up, and really was a key through in the offense all game long. What did you like best about the team's performance?
I think our aggression on the forward line and throughout our other lines, we really stepped up, and that was what we talked about in our pregame, really being aggressive and generating more attack than we have in previous games.
Set up Nicole Loro's goal right in the opening seconds. Sarah there, and she did the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. We started off with a throw and made the most of it. It didn't go exactly how we wanted, but that's something we've been working on, is just being flexible. And yeah, Nikki just used her speed, led through, and she was an easy option for me.
You've got some freshmen joining you up front now, and you helped with theirs as well through all game long. What's it been like as a senior bringing on some of these freshman strikers?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. They're very talented strikers, and they have the speed that we've been needing and wanting in our attack. And they've been very coachable, taking the time to learn all of our presses. And they've honestly just been a very easy transition for them coming from high school. They've done a great job.
What was the message this week with you and the rest of the seniors as you get ready for the start of this homestand?
Yeah, I think just learning our lessons early and trying to just improve every game and taking one piece away from every game and trying to make that our focus for the next one. I think this win was really important for us to feel good moving forward, especially on our home turf. So we're really excited for what's to come.